This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Janet Saidi. Some Missouri farmers and environmentalists are facing off over a water project on the Missouri River west of Boonville. The Army Corps of Engineers wants to build a new chute at Jameson Island designed to protect the pallid sturgeon and other native fish species. Both groups weighed in on the Jameson Island Shallow Water Habitat Project in Jefferson City yesterday. KBIA's Lucas Udston has the details.
All three, the Missouri Clean Water Commission and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers held the joint public hearing to discuss the project in Saline County. The Corps hopes to construct a side channel chute off the Missouri River to benefit native fish in the area, including the endangered pallid sturgeon. One option would take the dirt used in digging the chute and dump it into the river. But some, like Boone County farmer John Sam Williams, support another. That would require the soil used in digging the chute to be kept on land.
You know, we're not advocating killing all the pallid sturgeon, but we think the Corps of Engineers should abide by the rules of the state of Missouri and the federal laws.
Williamson and others at the meeting worried that soil pushed into the river could lead to increased levels of phosphorus and other chemicals in the Missouri River, which might then contribute to the dead zone in the Gulf of Mexico. Steve Iverson is the deputy district engineer for the Kansas City District Corps of Engineers. He says the Corps commissioned a study from the National Academy of Sciences, which concluded the projects would not have a significant impact on either the Missouri River or the dead zone in the Gulf of Mexico. Iverson says the plan Williamson supports would cause around double the harm to area wildlife. Some of the farmers and others at the meeting disagreed with the report. Lucas Udston, KBIA News.
Residents are cleaning up in parts of southern Missouri this morning after rough weather swept across the region, causing minor damage and cutting power in some areas. Thunderstorms hit the Springfield area around 9:30 yesterday morning, with winds estimated at nearly 70 miles per hour. City utilities in Springfield said about 8,000 customers lost power at one point. Most had electricity restored by late afternoon yesterday. Winds knocked over a half dozen trees at a campground in Cedar County, including one that fell on a tent and a vehicle. No injuries were reported. In southeastern Missouri, officials reported scattered damage to roofs and trees in the Boot Hill as the storms hit Monday afternoon. A section of Interstate 55 near New Madrid was closed in both directions for a short time because of downed power lines. And Republican candidates for the U.S. Senate in Missouri held a debate last night at Lindenwood University in St. Louis. The three candidates stayed close to the party's main themes. Tim Lloyd has this from St. Louis.
All three said they would cut the budgets of federal programs to reduce the deficit and eliminate the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act. Each would take a cautious stance on Syria, though U.S. Representative Todd Akin said he would stay out of it altogether. Akin was also the source of the one back and forth between candidates. Former State Treasurer Sarah Steelman said if he wanted to do something about the deficit, he would have already taken action. Akin countered by saying he's supported measures that would slash spending, but Republicans don't have the votes. The third candidate, St. Louis businessman John Bruner, said if the Supreme Court doesn't strike it down, then he would lead the charge to repeal the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act. The event was sponsored by St. Louis talk radio station 97.1 FM. I'm Tim Lloyd.
For KBIA News, I'm Janet Saidi.